when we're talking about controlling shareholder situations, the theoretical concern is obviously the conflict between the controlling shareholder and the public, usually minority in some cases, just more than a majority. And the Delaware courts have generally reviewed transactions between controlling shareholders and target companies, or transactions in which controlling shareholders are potentially engaging with third parties, under the standard of entire fairness. That means that the court will actually look into the substance of the transaction and ensure that they will evaluate whether there was fair price and fair dealing. Recently, there's been a line of cases that have said that if you follow certain procedural protections in the controlling shareholder context, you will actually get the benefit of the business judgment rule. The most significant of those cases is a case called MFW, which was a Delaware Supreme Court case. In that case, the court concluded that as long as you had an effective special committee comprised solely of disinterested directors and you had a fully informed vote of the unaffiliated shareholders, so-called majority of the minority, you could get the benefits of the business judgment rule presumption, which is obviously a very powerful presumption and entitles directors to the benefits of the court not looking into the substance of the transaction if it's not rebutted. Now, this is all arising out of primarily out of public company situations, but as Larry mentioned, the law in the context of private companies, private Delaware companies, is really no different. And there are situations where you can see this come up in the private company context, private equity, venture capital, founding families, situations where there's a large number of minority shareholders, where you have to think about these types of issues. And I guess, you know, Kevin and Jay, have you guys seen this come up in practice, and how have you dealt with it?